Hi, this is Paul Rosman with Wiffles Wednesday. I'm bringing you Between the Rows. Sitting here with me this week, we have Ryan Gentle, agronomist from Wiffles. Wanted to talk to him a little bit this week. Ryan, we're getting into July here, which is corn rootworm season. How do you feel with this drought, the effect that it has coming into the season here with that pest?
Yep, great question, Paul. I have been finding a few rootworm larvae there hatched out and are starting to feed on roots. The big thing with a drought like this is rootworm larvae are terrible swimmers. So when we have much rain at all in June, it usually drowns a lot of the rootworm larvae that are feeding and they die. We don't see a lot of damage, but as we all know, we've been very water limited this June. That's actually, for our area, has been like the 130th driest in 131 years of record keeping. So got very little rain, very little drowning of the rootworm larvae. So we've got the potential here to maybe see a little more rootworm pressure, a little more rootworm feeding than we've seen in the past, especially on your non-traded corn. Just a reminder, even if you have rootworm-traded corn, that rootworm larvae does have to take a bite out of that root to get the BT protein to kill it. So could see just a